This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Seriously, thank you for being with me. Thank you for being part of the solution, not part of the problem. And I mean that sincerely. I know there's a gazillion other stations you could be listening to, and you've chosen this one, and I very much appreciate it more than you know. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, as I said, 855-732. 5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being on board, involved, engaged. And I really do appreciate your time with us. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. Give me an email address. I always send out an email once a week. Right? Not like I do it all the time. And let you know what we got coming up, what we, you know, what we're going to be talking about and what have you. Hey, I appreciate you guys hanging in there, you know, on Thanksgiving. Coming up at Christmas, we're going to do the same thing. I think what I'm going to do for the Christmas week. And you can send me emails, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Let me know what you think. But I'm thinking about doing a, best of for the year. You know what I mean? Like, just simply different topics from the year, ones that you guys seem to like the most. What do you think? Just send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Say yes, do the best of. Otherwise, I'll be finding some hosts to be filling in, guest hosts. And I don't know. You guys get a little nuts when I do that. I don't know why. Seriously, same topics. Some of them don't talk as fast as I do. You know what I mean? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Somebody sent me this today. That was great. It was funny great. You guys see that, if you haven't seen it, you've been in a coma, right? That Peloton commercial, right? I mean, I don't pay much attention to it. Do I look like the kind of guy that's on that bike, 2 hours a day? No, not happening. So that Peloton commercial with the bike... The guy buys his wife a bike. Well, actually, everybody's on the bike at some point in time. And I guess you can, talk about hooking you, you health freaks. Right, for $40 a month, you could pay, for $40 a month, you get to pay for somebody to yell at you, to tell you you're not trying hard enough. Right? I'll tell you what, I'll do it for 20. How's that? Cut it in half. But they're taking a lot of flack online, which I think this is hilarious. This is you guys have bought into your own and you've brought it on yourselves. So in the commercial, I think you guys have all seen it, right? The guy buys he buys the Peloton bike for his wife for Christmas, and this thing ran like it was on. I think every hour on the hour, right? The woman gets the bike. Oh, she's so excited. Takes a picture of herself on the bike. Now, first thing that came to my mind before I even read the article was, she's kind of trim and fit already. What does she need the bike for? Unless she's having a lung issue or, she just wants to build up stamina, I guess, whatever. right? So the woman receives the bike as a Christmas gift from her husband, right? There's a little thing underneath that says the bike costs like $2,300. And, by the way, there's a monthly membership fee for it. So not only do you have to pay this thing out, right? You have to pay a monthly membership fee to really get anything out of it. And you have to hook it up to an internet that costs you money as well. So the woman in the ad, she says what she gets. Oh, wow, I didn't realize how much this would change me. The problem is that when I keep going back to the, she's been on the bike and then it goes out, comes back on the bike, comes out, she's on the bike. She hasn't changed at all. She looks exactly the same. So on social media, they're going nuts with this thing, which is nothing new. And some are commenting that the woman's before and after, they look exactly identical. There's no difference. Some remarked that it was strange that the spouse seemed to be pressuring his partner, not his wife even, I say his partner, pressuring his partner with a gift to lose weight. She already looked thin enough. Right? One guy says, nothing says maybe you should lose a few pounds like gifting your already rail-thin life partner. How do you know it's a life partner? What if it's his wife and she doesn't mind being called his wife? Right? And then she has this look on her face like she's afraid, and the guy comments on it, I'm nervous. I've never ridden a stationary bike before. I mean, can I just leave people alone? Is there any reason in God's creation why you have to comment on everything? There are plenty of thin people that have absolutely no stamina. They can't work out, right? They've got no power to speak of. And they're just trying to get in shape. The bike isn't just about losing weight. Believe me, I had one of those. Well, not that bike, but I had something similar to it. And it does wonders for your lungs. It does wonders for energy. It does wonders for all of that. And the company's doing well overall, I guess. At $2,300 a bike, they better be doing well. And then the $40 a month. And they wouldn't put anybody, people were asking for interviews. I don't want to do an interview. But again, I don't get this. Just leave people alone. Why make fun of them? There's a lot of thin women, thin guys out there that just want to build a little stamina. Leave them alone. Boy, you social justice warrior freaks are exactly that. Freak. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure. One of our favorites coming on after the break. You should know. If you're a regular listener, you know exactly who's coming up. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
We are back. Yeah, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Look, do not send me requests for Christmas music, for bumper music, okay? I'm not there yet, okay? I've been listening to this stuff since August at some of these places. So just give me some time, you know? Week out, 2 weeks out, I'll get into the whole Christmas spirit thing. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Tell me who you want on the show, the topics you want us to discuss. Give me your email address. Just head up to the website, therealside.com, place to put your email address in. Some of you don't want to be bothered with email. You just want me to send you a text alert when the show is going to start. That is simple. TRS to 77222. Simply text TRS to 77222. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week now. We discuss about the issues of the day, the big wins. And not just, listen, Some of you think I just bring him on to talk about wins for Christianity. When you don't realize something, it's not just wins for Christianity, because everybody wins. And when I say that, being a school board trustee, what I have to tell my friends on the right is that when I stick up for the religious rights of any group, Christianity is in that umbrella, and vice versa. So he's sticking up for your legal rights. It's really that simple. Brad, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate your time, man.
Oh, likewise, Joe. Thank you.
All right. So a couple of quick ones here. Let's clean up some of the ones that we've been talking about over a period of the last few months. The pastor who simply wanted to hang out, hear what the drag queen was going to read, want to say, got arrested. What was the charge, by the way?
Disturbing the peace. And I think it was also resisting officer's direction. The officer's direction, though, was pretty outrageous. The direction was, we're going to treat you differently because we know you're a pastor. We know you have beliefs that are different than theirs. So we're not going to let you attend this public gathering in a public place advertised publicly to the public. We're not going to let you participate like everyone else in the public because we know you're not truly supportive of this group and what they're doing, reading these stories of books to little children. And he said, look, I know my rights. You can't force me to go on the other side of the street and be treated like this. And they said, fine, you're under arrest. And they put him in their squad car. It's like a mini jail for over 3 hours before they took him down and booked him like a criminal. And then after we at Pacific Justice Institute, we took up his representation and pointed out to him constitutionally why they really blew it. They still wouldn't drop the charges. The local prosecutor would not drop the charges. And so we took this, Jorge Ramos, our attorney up there in Seattle, in the state of Washington, went to bat for him, defended him, and the judge, I'm pleased to announce this morning, announced that she had dismissed the case. And what's important about this, Joe, is that it wasn't that the district attorney or the police said, gosh, we really blew it. Oh, we shouldn't have done that. We shouldn't have falsified information and contradicted ourselves and all this other stuff that they did. No, they didn't apologize. They were going full steam. It was the judge that looked at this, the lunacy of this and the injustice, and said, I'm dismissing this case. And that was a real slap in the face, both the law enforcement and the prosecution, for really breaching their public trust and how they treated this wonderful pastor in this community who lovingly serves the community and cares about those kids.
I think that's wonderful. Did the prosecution know this was coming, or was this something that they just got nailed with when they got out in the in the courtroom? I would love to know that. I think that would be great. Having it's like slapping them upside the head, right? What? The judge said what?
I know they didn't know it was coming, because if they did, they would have just gone ahead and withdrawn the case. But they were very indignant. They refused to, and even when you look at the information, we at Pacific Justice, we take on and represent someone. We really are very, very thorough. We looked at the records. We found that what the police said that under oath that they had said or they did was different than the record, and that they put different things in the record after the fact. We were all ready to expose it. We did expose it, and I think the judge saw it and just saw this is foul play. This is. I think the judge also saw the constitutional rights of this pastor being stepped on, and that we would likely take this to Supreme Court and prevail. And I really respect that judge for stepping up and doing the right thing in a somewhat intolerant state of Washington. And
somewhat intolerant. Spokane. You're being a nice guy.
Spokane is usually known to be friendlier towards mainstream America than Seattle. But even in Spokane, that's where this happened. And, so we stand ready to go to bat for anyone, anywhere in the United States needing this kind of representation and protection.
Well, I appreciate you doing that. And the funny thing about it, again, is in a lot of states, people would just get away with this. and they were just backed up. So I'm so glad you jumped all over that, just like you did. We touched on it last week, but we didn't really get through it, which is the Christian school, the Christian boarding school that the communist, you know, the Soviet Socialist Union of California was trying to clear out for all intents and purposes, right?
Oh, right. That's exactly what they were trying to do. And it was very discouraging to see that take place. You know, they did their raid on the school.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they didn't find anything with SWAT teams and a canine unit, they filed this lawsuit to shut down the school. And it was they filed a motion for preliminary injunction to shut down the school, not suspend it, not fine it, to permanently shut it down. And we at Pacific Justice Institute, we stepped into court and we pointed to the judge. Now, the constitutional rights of this private religious institution were being violated for the fact that they would not bow to the Department of Social Services and their requirements to be licensed under them and to allow the students to engage and explore sexually as the student wishes.
Oh.
And yes, that's part of the mandate. And so we just pointed and said, Your Honor, this is a private Christian boarding school. The state should not have the ability to force its agenda, its values, and effectively shut down every Christian boarding school that doesn't want to comport to their very extreme, extremist position with regards to young children being allowed to engage in full sexual exploration. And the judge saw through it, and we're still going to trial, but this was a major, major victory to keep that wonderful school open up here in Northern California.
All right, we got to go for a quick break because we both believe in capitalism. When we come back, I want to talk to you about, you know, parental rights at school when it comes to this new sex ed program. We'll talk more about that inside the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, in just a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than two dozen correctional officers in the city of Baltimore were charged with using excessive force on prisoners at state-operated jails in a city plagued by decades of institutional corruption. The 25 indicted officers are accused of assaulting and threatening detainees at correctional facilities, tampering with evidence, and falsifying documents, according to Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby. Corruption continues to infect many different corners of Baltimore City's government. Most recently, disgraced former Mayor Catherine Pugh pled guilty to federal charges stemming from sales of her self-published children's books. Another former mayor, Sheila Dixon, left office in 2010 as part of a plea deal for misappropriating a number of gift cards meant for needy families. The indicted officers faced a combined 236 criminal counts. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
And you won't be angry?
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
We are back. Joe Pesci, your house. You have this song? I'm an old guy. So I always, when I hear this song, I always think of having a 45 record and spinning it really fast with the needle on there, right? Always sound like Alvin and Chipmunks. Remember that? I'm Joe Pesci, your host. All right. No more bad jokes. Joe Pesci, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, but I really appreciate the time that Brad Dacus gives us every week. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, and I appreciate the work that they do so much. And before we get rolling and forget about it, why don't you tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is? Today is Tuesday, and it's a special Tuesday. So, Brad, make your pitch.
Okay, I will. Pacific Justice Institute is a unique organization in that we defend religious freedom, parents' rights, the sanctity of human life, but we're unique in that we don't just take on the high-profile cases. We don't just cherry-pick certain cases. We work hard to make sure that no one's turned away, that everyone is protected and represented when it comes to these issues, all without charge. We have 9 offices in the United States already. 5 of them are in California. And we have a huge network of attorneys all across the United States. And we do our work, like I say, without charge. And we're committed to serving the people all across the country and their families, their churches, their communities, their businesses. When it comes to these issues of religious freedom, parental rights, and raising their kids, or the sanctity of human life.
Yeah, and if you want to help them out, head over to PJI.org. This is not hard, people. PJI.org or PacificJusticeInstitute.org. I mean, there's a bunch of ways to do this.
Or PacificJustice.org.
Oh, yes.
It's even better. It's a little shorter. PacificJustice.org.
All right.
We also have
the first one. PJI.org. That's the easiest one. You can't screw that one up.
That's the easiest one, yeah.
There's a donate button in the top right-hand corner. You need to hit the button. Make sure you put plenty of zeros after the number, okay? Help out any way you can. They're doing great work. Let's support them.
Yeah.
I keep telling you.
I really appreciate that, Joe. We also have a matching gift program right now. Up to $50,000 for those wishing to participate. It's a great opportunity, and it's a real McCoy matching gift program and opportunity for matching dollar for dollar contributions. So up to $50,000 total. So we're really excited about that. And they can also sign up to get our Legal Insider newsletter that comes out every week without charge. Really keeping people giving the inside scoop of what's taking place. legally, which many, oftentimes the media just won't report on.
Oh, they never report on your stuff. You crazy? They're not going to give you any time. So let's talk about a couple of things. You know, every year, what brought on a conversation I had with an educator recently was, again, was the Jesus songs at Christmas. Although they don't call it Christmas. They call it the holiday break. But at Christmas, as a trustee, I've had people come up to me and say, you know, you can't do Jesus songs at Christmas. You can't. Stop. Just stop. Yes, you can. So if your school is canning the Jesus songs at Christmas, they don't have to. It's not against the law. Right, Brad?
Right. It's definitely not against the law. The courts have ruled on this before, and they said that, you know, if you have religious Christmas songs and religious secular Christmas songs, there's nothing unconstitutional about that. Christmas is a national holiday, and it's both a secular and a religious holiday. And it can be fully recognized by our schools. They can call it Christmas break. They have to call it winter break. And they can also, of course, sing Hanukkah songs as well. And that's what school districts around the country are protected to do. And many of them do that and not depriving our kids of their cultural heritage that is a part of America.
Yeah, it's amazing how people want to jump right to that. What is it all about then? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer? I mean, seriously, right? It's just craziness.
Right.
They're out of control, you know?
Yeah, they realize there's so many things that that schools can do to give proper recognition for the holidays and for Christmas and Hanukkah. And that they can, there's so many things that they can do. We have a book called Reclaim Your School that we're making available to the audience. They can download it for free without charge if they go to our website. And it talks all about the things that parents can do, teachers can do, students, school board members, all that they can do to really make a positive difference in our schools when it comes to faith in legally and constitutionally in public education.
Well, you know, and that's the other thing about public education that people don't seem to understand. Here's the deal. I constantly, because of what I do for a living, and get questioned by people in education. And one of the questions is, you know, it always centers around teaching moral values in school. And I always say the same thing. You look at it. Our founding fathers never intended, with one exception, they never intended for moral or religious, quote-unquote, values to be taught in school. We should be teaching our kids about reading, writing, arithmetic, history, science, that kind of thing. And if you really want to get technical about it, the only money or the only thing they ever wanted taught in the school, public schools, was the precepts of Christianity. Even the lesser of the godly founding fathers wanted that taught. So let's just say for a moment, I say, I am afraid to bring back prayer in school because the government would dictate the prayer, and you know what that would be. But, you know, again, when it comes to some of the teachings they have, you can op your kids out of these, whether it's the sex education or even some of these more religious teachings that, you know, parents are getting up in arms about because more and more of some other religions are being taught and taught more regularly than Judeo-Christian principles. Right?
Oh yes, you're absolutely right. And that what's being pushed into our public schools now is so outrageous and so divergent and opposing of what the children are taught at home or taught in their church or their synagogue. It's very, very disturbing and it's alarming. And I think many parents, even when they find out about it, they're just sort of in shock. They're like, well, surely that can't be true. And yet it is true, and we at Pacific Justice Institute are taking it on as we speak.
Yeah, and again, it's don't be afraid. If the school starts giving you a hard time, and this is where PJI is so important. The school starts giving you a hard time when you're trying to op your kid out of whether it's sex ed or again, there some of these, the way they're handling some of these more religious classes, and they're not religious classes, they say they're teaching you, you know, history of religion and certain religions, and they're really not. They're pushing some of them. You don't have to allow your child to sit in that. Pull them out. Call Brad. Call PJI and let them know what's going on and let them help you get through this, because, Brad, you can't do this alone, right? I mean, there's no way.
Right. We need people to blow the whistle, to let us know, and we'll let them know what their legal options are, what their rights are, and we never push anyone to file a lawsuit if it's not in their best interest or something that they don't want to do. But we let them know what their rights are, and it's very important that that parents just not let things happen to their kids, or, you know, and not know what their rights are. We have an opt-out form, for example. It's really empowering. It applies. We have them custom made to apply to all 50 states, and they can download that for free as well from our website, straight for free. We're not charging for this, and they can download it. They can the boxes. They just check the boxes that apply to their wishes. They send it to the school district, and the school district has to respect it. And if they don't, the school district's in big trouble, and parents have legal standing to stand up to them when their rights are violated. And this is a wonderful tool. Every child, every parent or grandparent that has a child or grandchild in a public school or a public charter school, every one of them should be taking advantage of this to protect the children from the onslaught of what's coming in our public schools, particularly when it comes to sex ed, sexuality, sexual identity, etc. It's very, very alarming. And in fact, we're producing a film, Joe, that's going to be coming out. It's a documentary. It's not a long documentary, but it really exposing in detail, explicitly, what the children in California public schools are now going to be taught, all the way down to potentially the kindergarten level. It's very shocking. It's adults. It's mature audiences only, because it's very explicit as to what the children are going to be taught. But it's what they're going to be taught. It's what they're going to be exposed to. And it's, we encourage parents, people, to go to our website, sign up to get our information, and we'll send that to them when we debut it in a few weeks.
Well, when we come back, and we're gonna pump that up big time. But when we come back, we're gonna talk about no more baby Jesus on Rehoboth Beach. Catholic Church there is now no longer allowed to put the nativity scene on the town's bandstand. It's just so terrible that anybody should see baby Jesus around Christmas.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can.
because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Come on, nothing says Americana like Charlie Daniels, right? I mean, when you hear any of his music, you can't think of anything else but this country. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, give me your email address. Press the donate button. We don't have a $50,000 match, but I'll take anything. Press the donate button. You know, it helps. Or buy a mug. Any of that stuff helps keeps the show on the air in your area. Let me bring him on. Brad Dacus joins me. He's the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always appreciate his time with us and appreciate the work that he does. And you guys need to know what's going on out there and the avenues and the resources you have to keep your kids and others safe. Thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Joe.
All right, so the atheists are celebrating. They're doing the godless dance around a town's decision to ban the nativity scene from public property because apparently in Rehoboth Beach, they won't allow a Catholic church to post a nativity scene because, you know, it's more like a Christ type of thing. And, you know, we don't want anything about Christ anywhere to be seen around Christmas. I mean, come on. Is this legal? I mean, do they have a right to put it up there as long as the city opens it up to other religions as well?
Yeah, actually, they do. And in fact, the Supreme Court, back with Chief Justice Rehnquist was the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, he in a very important decision, ruled that you can have a a nativity scene out there, so long as there are, is some other, you know, secular kind of, like, you know, it's called a reindeer on a manger rule, if you will, where you have, like, say, a Christmas tree with a nativity scene, something to show that it's not endorsing necessarily the religious aspect of the holiday solely, but it's, they're endorsing the holiday itself. That's sort of how the Supreme Court has dealt with it. We think, though, that the Supreme Court in the future will actually be more generous in saying, look, government doesn't have to do that, have a reindeer out there or a Christmas tree for people to understand that it's about the holiday and it's about you know, the expression of the holiday. It's not about them trying to evangelize and push a certain you know, conversion or something like that. And I think that's what the court now would probably rule, even more generously. So, yeah, I think these are going to be protected, and we at Pacific Justice Institute would step in and protect and defend any of these displays.
Yeah, no, I love this stuff. I think this is wonderful. Did you read about it? Did you know about the Alabama students who were told that they were praying before the game, before the football game? And I call them, you don't have to say anything. The Freedom from Religion freaks wrote a letter to the school district, and they said, okay, no more. You can't be doing this over the loudspeakers because, you know, that's public property, and you can't use public property for that. So no more prayer before the game. And so what happened was they came back in the next game, and the whole stands got up and recited the Lord's Prayer before the game. And so they're talking about suing, but what are they going to sue? Everybody in the stands? Right?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It would be an interesting case. If they actually do file such a lawsuit, I don't think they will, because you're right, they're going to have to sue the audience from in the stands, and there's not the question is there the semblance of an endorsement by the government towards a particular faith? That's sort of the big question, and the people in the stands doing this is no problem. Even in high school football games, what we advise is for them to have a moment of solemn expression. You have different students sign up for different games, and they can read a poem, they can say a prayer. You know, it's up to them. The purpose is to solemnize the occasion, and that's protected. That's because it's clearly student speech. This is what a student is saying, not what the school district is saying, and that's the big difference, and we're very confident this Supreme Court would uphold that as constitutional.
Well, the superintendent seems to believe that the Supreme Court has specifically struck down invocations given over the loudspeaker at public school athletic events, even if the student led. And is that a true statement?
No, I disagree with his assessment. He needs better legal counsel.
I love it.
Yeah, he definitely does. And I think that that this Supreme Court would find that it is constitutional to have such expression, so long as, once again, it's student initiated and there's just merely a platform for solemn expression provided. There should be no problem with that at all. You know, we counseled a girl who was graduating, was a valedictorian, and she was told, you can't mention God. And her topic was the secret of my success, okay? She can't mention God, okay? You're supposed to get up there and lie and be insincere. So we told her, be real, thank everyone who you think needs to be thanked. And when you get to God, just talk to God. That's what prayer is. And so she says, I think the teacher, I want to thank you, da-da, with students, I want to thank you, da-da. He says, and finally, most important, I want to thank God, I want to thank you, because da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and da-da-da-da, and she wouldn't talk to God. And the ACLU was screaming and threatening to sue, and they never did, because they knew it was clearly student speech, and their case would not make it for the Supreme Court.
Oh, no kidding. I agree with you. This is the thing. The letter comes, and everybody freaks out. I'm going, slow down. Don't freak out. You get good advice, get good legal counsel. Stop this freaking out stuff. You're making me nuts. Okay, let me throw another one at you. Arizona Supreme Court. They said that the Christian artist can't be jailed for refusing to serve same-sex weddings. Now, we're seeing this over and over and over again. It's coming up in different states under, I don't know what they're calling them. But But you're seeing where, you know, photographers, bakers, all this, even wedding planners are being, you know, brought up on charges and that kind of stuff. When does this make it to the Supreme Court? Will anybody ever take it there? And, I mean, this is not discrimination. This is religious freedom, is it not?
Right. It's totally religious freedom. These are private individuals with their private businesses. It's not the government. And they should be able to carry out their faith. It's a sincere religious belief that they have not to participate in like a ceremony
right.
that violates their religious faith. I mean, you just look at it objectively with the, you know, stepping back. It's very logical. They should not, no one should be forced to participate in a ceremony, much less a religious ceremony like a wedding, if that ceremony, the way it's being held, is violates their own religious beliefs. And we're really very confident the Supreme Court now, especially with Kavanaugh on the court, will find that way and will protect religious freedom. No group, no matter what their interests, should be able to bully and silence and punish and imprison people simply and solely for practicing their religious faith in a way that does not harm anyone. People who want to have a wedding cake, there's no one out there who says, I can't get a wedding cake. No, there's plenty of places they get wedding cake. It's about them being tolerant, them being respectful of other people, instead of trying to force their agenda down the throat of every American, whether they like it or not. That's what we're facing in America today, and religious freedom must prevail if we're to maintain anything with regards to respect for our Constitution.
I read an interesting article by Clarence Thomas the other day, and he was talking about him. He says, I am not a religious man. I don't subscribe to that kind of thing. He said, however, I have a lot of respect for people of religion. He said, I believe in religious freedom, and I believe we need to uphold religious freedom. And I thought to myself, you know, here's a guy who openly says, look, I'm a devout atheist, but I do understand and I do believe and I do respect religious freedom. I don't mind a guy like that. I don't have to have a devout Christian on the board, on the Supreme Court, to be able to get conservative/Christian-esque rulings and protections. At least that's my opinion, if you would. You know, because...
Right.
Even in,
and,
go ahead.
You know, just so you're absolutely right. Even atheists, I've known atheists who have total respect for the free exercise of religion and the rights of people to be able to practice their faith, live their faith. You know, even Michael Newdow, who is, you know, known as the atheist who's often we've gone head to head with in court, you know, I've sat and talked with him, even he acknowledges, while we differ on the Establishment Clause, even he acknowledges the importance of the Free Exercise Clause with regards to individuals and even like these wedding, you know, cases and things. We've discussed. He understands the importance of religious freedom, and he himself is an atheist. So it's something that we really can all come together with if we just use our minds and try to look at both sides of the coin, and really try to implement true tolerance, which must look at both sides of the coin and apply both ways. And that's really all we're asking for at the Pacific Justice Institute in these matters.
Well, I have so many more I was going to have fun with you with, but we're running out of time here. I'm going to talk a little bit about this in the next hour. The LGBTQ group is going after Hallmark, not because there's not enough diversity in color. They want them to go with a gay Christmas, but we'll talk about that more later. Anyway, PJI.org is where they find you, find your services, PJI.org people. Hit the donate button. Seriously, they're doing great, great work. You need to be involved with them. Brad, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Joe.
All right. Next hour, don't go far. A lot more craziness coming up. You're listening to The Real Side.